I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
It's time for Joe O's Value Bet.
Oh, this is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot.
The best plays in football action this week.
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit.
Value Bet with Joe O of the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these six games.
Value Bet.
This is America's premier sports information program.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to Value Bet right here on the Under the Hood podcast. I'm Jonathan Hood. Every week, we take a look at the best plays in college and pro football with Joe Ostrowski from VSiN and, of course, the Early Odds podcast. Wherever you download the podcast, make sure that you find the Early Odds podcast. That's the show that's hosted by Joe Ostrowski. Also, read him on The Athletic, theathletic.com. Every Friday, a fresh column on gambling and sports betting from theathletic.com. And, of course, follow Joe on Twitter at Joe0670. Let's find out the three best plays in college and pro with Joe Ostrowski right here on Value Bet.
Repeat of what we saw a week ago. Now, we got hooked in the Notre Dame game. I think I did Notre Dame minus 10.5, and we talked about that number. But we went 5-1 for the weekend, sweeping the NFL picks.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty strong. Strong to quite strong.
It was an excellent week. And I wasn't even on the public teams, which is so weird, because the public dominated the books. I mean, that was one of those big storylines on Monday morning after a full weekend of football, the NFL, all the action going on. What were people talking about? About the sports books getting hammered out in Vegas for $7 to $10 million because all the heavy favorites came through, the really public teams like the Chiefs and Steelers. And since the Bears were playing the Bills, the Bears were a public team.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Well, we got to see what we could do this week. Can you get to a complete sweep of your college or pro picks? I mean, that was good last week, but let's see what's going to happen this week. Let me start you with the NFL. The college football slate's not that great this week, but I am interested on a great NFL week from last week. What can you do for this week?
All right, let's start with the ugliest game on the board. Can we do that? All right. Let's go to Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Oh.
We have the Chiefs as big-time favorites over the Cardinals. It's been bouncing around all week between 16.5 and 17 points. Once the public weighs in this weekend, they might just have to sit on that 17 just so they can get some money from the sharper bettors at the plus 17 on the Arizona side, because your sharp bettors are just going to bet that number blindly because it's an NFL game. Kansas City, 8-1 against the spread this season, just killing teams. The public made a lot of money with that game last week in Cleveland. Now, this line is monstrous. So I was taking a look at all of their victories as they've been rolling to that 8-1 record. One time have they beaten a team by 17 or more. One out of all of those games where it felt like they just kicked teams' asses, right? And so they're at home. Heavy favorites, they think they're going to sleepwalk through this game. And next week, they're already thinking about it. It's the Chiefs and the Rams on Monday night in Mexico City. It's going to be a must-watch game, possibly a preview of the Super Bowl. And on the Arizona side, yeah, they're awful, but they are coming off the bye, so they've been preparing for this game. And they do have a pretty good defense. And Byron Leftwich is an upgrade as the offensive coordinator. I think David Johnson's going to be involved in the offense a little bit more. The Chiefs do not have a strong defense. I think the Cardinals can score just enough to get inside the 17. Give me the Cardinals plus 17 points.
Wow. Wow. Belief in Rosen, that's rare.
It's really the Chiefs situation. Looking ahead to next week, poor defense. The Cardinals have the extra rest, pretty good defense. I think you could make a decent spot. I mean, at some point, the Chiefs are not going to show up one of these weeks. It's just the nature of the NFL season. So there's so many big spreads this week. I think the best strategy is to look at these underdogs and find out which heavy favorites are not going to show up.
All right, what's your second value bet in the NFL?
All All right, let's stay in Chicago. Soldier Field, Lions, Bears. The Bears' first division game since week number one, which was under the lights. Really interesting, because now they're going to have all these division games. And I feel, Hoodie, that we don't even really know if the Bears are a contender or a pretender, even though they're sitting in first place with a 5-3 record, because they've racked up W's against some very soft teams. Not their fault. They're playing the schedule. They're playing the quarterbacks they're seeing. Peterman, Darnold, Fitz, Bradford. They're doing what they should do. Take care of business. But I still don't know if they're a really good team. I don't know if they should be nearly touchdown favorites over anybody, especially another NFC North team, even though the Lions are on the downturn. I mean, Matthew Stafford has had their number over the seasons. Now Khalil Mack's going to be back. Allen Robinson's going to be back. This is the start of three NFC North games in a matter of 12 days. So how long does that Golden Tate hangover stick with this Lions team? Is Matt Patricia losing them in his rookie season as the head coach? I think at this point, a couple weeks later, you've got to move on from that trade. Division game, they were embarrassed last week. Matthew Stafford sacked 10 times by that Vikings front. I still don't think the Bears are good enough where they should be touchdown favorites over anybody. Give me the Lions plus the 6.5.
All right, Lions plus 6.5. This will be a prove-it game for you and Bears fans to find out. And again, we don't know if the Lions are a quality opponent either, but we're going to find out if Trubisky can be able to add some offense here against a team that's actually still in the mix of the NFC North.
Well, you know, what's interesting here is, and I shouldn't say anybody, because obviously they were favored by 10 a week ago, because the Bills are just so awful. But you didn't need anything from the offense. They scored 41 points because of the defense, right? They didn't need, the game was over in the second quarter. That's just how awful Peterman and the Bills are right now. Because they cruised to victories over the Jets and over the Bills, and they knew they were going to win those games. That's why they didn't play Khalil Mack. Get healthy for these division games. It doesn't mean that we're really seeing anything out of this offense. They haven't done a whole lot. So I'm looking forward to what we can see. The Lions don't have a great defense. They're bottom five DVOA. But they have a couple players on the defensive line, and Darius Slay's a pretty good cornerback. This is going to be a prove-it game for them, too. Their season is on the line here, because if they lose, it's already season over with six losses, and you have a lot of football left. So in the Trubisky side, you mentioned it's prove-it. The guy still doesn't have a division win in his career. So let's see if he can get a win. I mean, we'll see if they cover the 7, but there's just too much value. A week ago, this line was 3.5, and now it's 6.5.
All right, what's your third play in the NFL?
All right, I'm going to look at Atlanta and Cleveland. So I just got off the phone with the sportsbook director over at the Westgate out in Vegas, John Murray. And I told him, I said, my first reaction to all of these lines, because those big favorites came through last week, so the public is flush with money, and you know they're going to bet on the big favorites again. I said, you guys inflated these lines, didn't you? And I wasn't sure if he was going to tell me the truth. He laughed, and then he said, well, shit, you want to talk about inflated lines? Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. That line is so inflated.
Yeah.
So they go from 1-4. They've rattled off 3 straight wins, but it was against the Bucks, the Giants, and the Redskins. So now they're back in the mix in the NFC at 4-4. But they really didn't beat anybody. And now they are 6-point road favorites at Cleveland. You usually get that bounce back. That bounce, once a coach is fired, there's the motivation. But you have to imagine, last week in Cleveland, not only firing the head coach, but also the offensive coordinator, it was a very chaotic atmosphere. And they did not show up against Kansas City, but it was arguably the best team in the NFL in Cleveland. I'm thinking maybe they get things together, and the Falcons still don't have the defense right now. The Browns can turn the ball over, one of the tops in the NFL with the turnover margin. I certainly think Cleveland should be able to stay within 6 here, even though they are the Cleveland Browns. Again, too much value.
All right, that's your NFL, and let me take a look at the college football slate. Now, I was wondering if you have, you know, a quality, you know, minors of UTEP as far as your picks this week.
Here we
what's
go with
the because once again, coming
only
through.
College basketball Saturday. Only in basketball will I love anything for the UTEP minors.
UTEP.
Find out what Eli Hershkovich is sending on the Action Network website if he gets me a UTEP pick that I can pass along here on the Under the Hood podcast.
All I can tell you is UTEP. UTEP, a one-point favorite against Rice on the road, looking for their first victory, and they came through. So they got their Bud Lights and everything else. So what a great day for UTEP, and a great day for me, quite frankly, because once again, coming through for me for six straight weeks, UTEP. So I think I'm going to end that streak right now. That's enough. I think that'll be the end.
I was just going to say, does this start a long run of winning, or is that mean we're going to have a big-time letdown after the big victory, 34-26? They're staying at home against Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go now. I'm going to fold. That's enough.
Wrap it up. Are they bowl eligible? Because everybody gets it.
Well,
I'm
going to fold my cards now. It was a nice run with UTEP because they kept losing and I kept winning. So and now that they won, that's enough. Time to fold.
All right. The first play, I didn't even have this on a play until news came in on Thursday morning. So everybody knows at this point, Ian Book is out for Notre Dame. Suffered a rib injury in the Northwestern win. And here comes Brandon Wimbush against a bad Florida State team. This was supposed to be a big game, the last game this season in South Bend. So you have to go back to the beginning of the season when Wimbush was the starting quarterback. Brian Kelly gave him the shot. All right, let's see what you can do. See if you're better this year. I got this kid Book. He's pretty good. But Wimbush, you're my guy. Let's move the offense. Let's score some points.
Right.
First week, Michigan, 24 points. Okay, that's tough defense. One of the best defenses in the year. We got away with a win. I'm okay with that. Ball State, 24 points. Vanderbilt, 22 points. In his first three games, Wimbush had one passing touchdown, and he was completing only 55% of his passes. I think Book was completing 75% of his passes. Now, mentally, Notre Dame's just looking at these last three games and thinking, guys, all we have to do is win. It's survive in advance. If we run the table, we're in. We're not even the number four anymore. We're up to number three. If we keep winning, they're not going to knock us out of these top four slots. And the line was 18 before the announcement that Book is out. Now he's out, and the line moved 1 point? You're telling me that the downgrade from Book to Wimbush is 1 point? That's a bunch of garbage. Give me Florida State plus 17. The Irish just want to survive.
Yeah, smart play there. And that's, by the way, that is no shot at Wimbush. It's just that because you know he's going to want to prove himself. The point is that in this spot, if Book is a quarterback, there might be a three touchdown favorite, but you just want to be cautious here. And I think that plus 17 is the right play against Florida State, who is terrible, by the way, but still, you just being on the safe side.
They are terrible, but they are motivated by the fact that, and like these last three opponents, Syracuse and USC too, they're in a position where they can ruin a team's season. And they can be one of the biggest moments in the 2018 college football regular season.
All right, what's your second value bet for college football?
Hoodie, we've been cashing with these really ugly Big 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back to that. Let's take a look at Kansas State.
Oh man.
So for some reason, I feel like Kansas is always involved. Kansas or Kansas State, always involved in these ugly Big 12 games. So we have another situation where the majority of the bets is on one side, but the majority of the money is on the other side, and it's set up right here. 62% of the bets are on Kansas State. Okay, fine. They're the heavy favorite, bad Big 12 football, I get it. But 73% of the money is on Kansas. 62% of the bets on Kansas State. But 73% of the money is on Kansas at the time of this recording. A couple weeks ago, we cashed with the Jayhawks. when they beat TCU outright. Now, the Jayhawks have already announced that they're firing their head coach at the end of the season. I've never understood that move, but maybe it creates some motivation here. Kansas is second in the nation in turnover margin at plus 15. And on the other side, the heavy favorite, Kansas State, they can't score. Last week, they put up 13 points against TCU. 2 weeks ago, 14 against Oklahoma. These are good teams, but they're putting up 14 against Texas, 6 against West Virginia, 10 against Mississippi State. Why are they favored by 10.5? Give me Kansas.
All right. Kansas is right there. And what is the third Sir choice? The third choice, please.
All right, Big Ten football. Ohio State, Michigan State. The Buckeyes have been struggling of late. They just survived by 5 points against Nebraska. They were beat down by the Purdue Boilermakers. But here we are, and I was shocked at how low this line is. The Buckeyes are favored by 3.5 because the public is reacting. Okay, it's been back-to-back weeks now. No defense from the Buckeyes. Struggling again. But, Hoodie, they're still in the mix for the playoffs. They're number 10 in the rankings. They run the table. You beat Michigan last week of the season. You ruin their season. You go to the Big Ten championship game. You beat Northwestern, Iowa, whoever you end up playing. And when it's all said and done after those conference title games, they might be right there and have a chance to get into the playoffs. So the motivation is there. I don't see a third consecutive bad week from these Buckeyes. So I will take Ohio State minus 3.5. I was shocked when I saw this line.
Did that Ohio State line move all week or no?
I didn't really monitor it all week. I just noticed it today that it was only 3.5. Let me take a look at what that number opened at between Ohio State and Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State, let's keep in mind, this is a team that lost at home at Northwestern. No, this has been 3.5 all week.
Okay. Okay, 3.5 all week. The reason why that I will keep a close eye on this game, Joe, is because there's some word about whether or not Urban Meyer is going to be with Ohio State for the long haul, whether or not the team is motivated. You saw how they've been playing as of late, kind of playing down their competition. I'm just wondering, you know, some programs, we talked about this on the Chicago College Tailgate Show, once a program loses a game and they feel that they're out of the mix for the Final Four or the national championship, it's like, okay, well, I don't really care about this major bowl game. And I'm just wondering, is Ohio State motivated enough to be able to beat Michigan State, who is always upset-minded? That's why I'm going to take your advice, but I'm very wary about this game.
Yeah, no, I certainly understand. Because you would think maybe they have lost the motivation just based on these last 2 weeks. But now with only a few games left, I mean, it's got to get to them. Hey, no, you're still in the mix here. Right. We can take control of Michigan in that final week with a victory. So I'm just banking on the long history of Urban Meyer and what his teams have done in the past. And I figure they've got to turn around at some point. I really have a hard time believing that they're going to end up struggling for nearly half the season.
Can you give us a little bit of a preview of what we can read at on theathletic.com from your latest column?
Yeah, so the headline I mentioned earlier on Monday was that the books got hammered. I'm going to talk about how many weeks in a row now the public has taken down the books, and it's been a nice little run for the public. But don't buy into all the headlines, because there is a lot of variance. Just because you see a quote from one bookmaker that says, we got absolutely hammered, we lost $1 million, hey, we lost $1 million, it's not the same. I talked to a couple bookmakers this week, and that grabs headlines, that sells clicks, but the reality is, most of the books out there had winning weekends. They had excellent Saturdays for college football last week.
All right, my friend, as always, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and let's do it next week.
All right, you got it.
It is Value Bet with Joe Ostrowski here. Don't forget to follow him on Twitter at JoeO670 and the aforementioned column that we talked about, theathletic.com, as well as Early Odds, the Early Odds podcast on Monday, Tuesday. Make sure that you find Early Odds podcast with Joe Ostrowski. Find out the early odds for the NFL and some college as well. Early Odds podcast with Joe Ostrowski. All right, the executive producer of Value Bet is Eric Ostrowski and Sean Davis. We thank you so much for listening. We'll do it next week, another edition of Value Bet with Jonathan Hood and Joe Ostrowski on the Under the Hood podcast.